听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for taking time out of your day to join us. Well, here's a question. What are you going to do tomorrow to celebrate Mother's Day? We're finding out what moms really want are simple things, like a card or a colorful picture or a drawing. Today, we're going to learn that moms, especially moms with one or more small children, would love to have a little quality time. Let's check in on the word bank and look at this fun little verb, giggle, as in, the girls giggled when the cute boy came up to talk to them. Next is the word afterward, as in, right now I'm busy finishing this assignment, but I can talk to you afterward. Now let's get started with day two of our lesson, In Mom's Words. It begins on page 25.
In Mom's Words. A little quality time. Busy mothers appreciate time to relax. Liz, from Michigan, says, I would love a day at the spa with a friend so that we can giggle and have fun.For Mary from London, time for both herself and her family tops the list. It would be nice to get a voucher for a beauty treatment like a manicure, pedicure, or facial. Or it would be nice to go out for lunch as a family and for a walk in the park afterward.
Hi friends, I'm Esther.
And I'm Rachel, and we're so glad you joined us for the second day of our lesson. We've been giving you some tips, hopefully helpful tips, about what you can get your mother for Mother's Day. And if you don't have a chance to give something to your mother, maybe you can give it to another woman in your life who's been like a mother to you, or your grandmother or your aunt. And yesterday, of course, we learned that simple gifts are good. And it's also easy, right, to just give a simple gift. It doesn't take a lot of thought or time or money. And any of us could give a simple gift.
Right. We talked about maybe giving your mom something that she can carry with her, like a wallet or a keychain, or even making something handmade, a card, or perhaps even helping your mom cook. And yesterday we spoke to three moms, and today we'll be speaking to three other mothers and seeing what they think will be a good gift for Mother's Day.
And one of the things that tops their list is a little quality time. That's the title of our first section. If you have quality time, it means you appreciate the time you have, and if it's quality, then it's important to you. It means a lot. And sometimes mothers just want a little bit of quality time to themselves.
And we know that mothers are very busy. Some mothers even work, or some mothers they have two jobs, or some mothers they take care of their children full time, and that's a big job too. So busy mothers appreciate time to relax, time to just calm down and de-stress and just enjoy life.
Right. Sometimes they don't want to do very much except just rest. They appreciate time to relax. Now there's a mother from Michigan, which is where I'm from, named Liz, who says, I would love a day at the spa with a friend so that we can giggle and have fun. Ooh, Esther, I don't know of any woman who does not like days at the spa. I think all women enjoy going to the spa.
But first, Rachel, I think we need to let our viewers and our listeners know what a spa is and what kind of different spas there are out there.
Good point. Spas are places for relaxation. Sometimes you can get a massage, or you can sit in, like a hot tub in hot water or in a sauna. Spas have different purposes. Maybe you can get a facial. You can get something done to your body that will make you feel better and look better and relax. So spas are wonderful, and I think all mothers would love a gift to be able to go, the gift to be able to go to a spa.
And sometimes spas are a little expensive, so mothers usually might not want to or be able to spend that extra money to go to a spa. But if you let your mother go to a spa, then she can go with her friend and she can giggle. And if you giggle, it means that you laugh. Maybe she's talking about something really fun with her friend and just relax, giggle, and have a good time.
Right. Giggle is one of our vocabulary words. And if you just giggle, it is like a silly laugh. And sometimes when girls get together, they love to giggle. Even when they're older, when they can be with their girlfriends, they can giggle a lot. And Esther, both of us are married, but you know, sometimes we need that time with our girlfriends, right? When we can just get together with them and giggle. So I don't even think you have to be a mom to enjoy this.
No, I think we should always try to enjoy life and laugh and giggle. And plus, it's good for your stomach muscles too.
That's right. It keeps you healthy. Laughing is good for you. So some moms just want to spend time with their girlfriends and have a good time, have a lot of fun. Now let's see what another mom says. Mary is from London, England, and for her, time for both herself and her family tops the list. So at the top of her list, she would like time both for herself and time with her family.
And she says, it would be nice to get a voucher for a beauty treatment like a manicure, pedicure, or facial. Now this word voucher is a very popular word, and I guess that's because earlier this year in Taipei, and I know in other countries, sometimes governments will pass out vouchers, or it's like money, but it's not money, but it's like it's money, and you can buy things or use it to purchase goods and or services.
You can use it like money. Maybe we can also use the word coupon in a way, because you are allowed to spend it at different places, but you don't pay for it. Somebody else has already bought it. And vouchers are, or gift certificates are great gifts for moms. You can get a voucher for a beauty treatment, like a manicure, pedicure, or facial. Very quickly, let's go through those three. A manicure means it's a treatment for your hands or your fingernails. You can paint your nails and get them to look all pretty. A pedicure means it's a beauty treatment for your feet, which is also a nice thing to have. And Esther, what is a facial?
A facial is when you put special creams and maybe massage your face, and that's for your face. So facial. So she also says, Mary from England, she says, or it would be nice to go out for lunch as a family and go for a walk in the park afterwards. So it's not something very fancy, but something that you can do with your family, she says.
She wants to do it together, and she would like some time for herself and then time for the family just to all relax together. Maybe they just go for a walk in the park. And I think that's a great idea. So maybe for Mother's Day, you can just tell your mom, hey, we're all going to spend the day together. And especially if the kids are older, this might be a real treat for your mother. Maybe not all of the kids are home, usually, so they can come home and spend some time with their mom. Well, right now we need to go to the chat room and take a break, but when we come back, we'll meet some more mothers and see what they would like for Mother's Day.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Vicki.
And I'm Ken.
And today we continue with our Mother's Day article, In Mom's Words.
Vicki, this title, In Mom's Words, is not really correct, is it?
I don't see anything wrong with it, Ken. What do you mean?
Well, isn't it supposed to be Mom's the Words?
Ah, you must be thinking about the idiom Mom's the Word.
That's right, Mom's the Word. What does that mean?
Well, mom's the word has nothing to do with mother. The word mom means to keep quiet. For example, if someone is keeping mum, then they're not saying anything. Now, if someone tells you a secret, then they might add mum's the word. meaning you should keep it a secret.
So if I was planning a surprise party for someone, I can say, mum's the word?
Yes, that would be a very good example.
Mum's the word 是个片语，表示不要声张，保守秘密。你如果告诉某人一个秘密，你可以提醒他 ,mum's the word. 另外 ,keep mum 表示保持缄默，不说话。
Now we should point out that mum can also mean mother, especially in British or Australian usage.
So Americans call their mothers mom, but Australians call their mothers mum?
That's right. And you might even hear Australians call their mothers mummy, which to Americans means a wrapped up dead body in the Egyptian pyramid.
Oh, that's funny. 美国人称妈妈为 mom, M-O-M.但是英国人跟澳洲人称妈妈为 mum, M-U-M。那若是称呼的更亲密一点，可以用 mummy。但是 mummy 对美国人而言是木乃伊的意思。如果分辨不清楚的话，就有可能会闹出笑话哦。
It's time right now for us to take a short break. Don't go too far away. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back.
Hi friends, welcome back from the break. You are studying English with Studio Classroom Worldwide, and we thank you for that. My name is Steve. Now, whether it's with a friend, family members, or just by themselves, moms really cherish quality time. Consider that as you make plans for tomorrow. Our next key word ends in ly, but it's not an adverb. Let's glance at the adjective lovely, and its example sentence, which reads, The couple enjoyed a lovely walk in the park as the sun set. Finally, the verb involve, as in, let's involve Haley in our vacation planning this time. She always has good ideas. Okay, we have a mom from London, England, who will share her thoughts about what makes a good Mother's Day gift.Let's see what she has to say on page 25 and line 10. Join us now for the reading.
In Mom's words, Chica, also from London, wishes for time with her son and daughter. I'd be really happy if my daughter either baked a cake or cooked a meal.And when my son grows up, it would be nice if he could take us all out for a lovely meal. Margaret from Rotorua, New Zealand, has two daughters and two granddaughters. About Mother's Day, she says, My children are the reason I'm a mother, so Mother's Day would have to involve them. Being with them and spending the day with them would be the best present I could have.
Welcome back. Now we're going to meet a mother called Chica. She is also from London, and if she could have anything for Mother's Day, she would wish for time with her son and daughter. She just wants to spend time with them, right, Esther?
Right, and notice again, it's something that doesn't cost money. It's very simple. It's just time, quality time. And I'm thinking maybe her children are maybe teenagers or maybe they're a little older than young children because she wants to spend time with them. Maybe they're not home that much or maybe they're really busy with school activities. In fact, she says, I'd be really happy if my daughter either baked a cake or cooked a meal. And when my son grows up, it would be nice if he could take us all out for a lovely meal.
So these are her suggestions, maybe to her kids. I hope they're listening. And she's hoping at some point the daughter can make a meal or bake a cake and that the son can be able to pay for a nice meal out. Now she uses the adjective lovely there. She describes it as a lovely meal.Often we use this word when we're talking about the beauty of a person. Oh, that's a very lovely girl. But we can also use this word when we talk about anything that's nice, that's pleasing. And you can even use it when talking about food.
Right, a lovely meal. Or someone does something very nice to you, you can just say lovely. So it's a nice word that you can use a lot. Now we're going to speak to our third mother today, and she's from New Zealand. And Margaret from Rotorua says that she has two daughters and two granddaughters. About Mother's Day, she says, "My children are the reason I'm a mother, so Mother's Day would have to involve them." She wants them to be part of how she celebrates Mother's Day.
So grandchildren can also play a big part in this holiday. If you have a grandma, you can spend time on Mother's Day letting her know how much you appreciate her. And make sure you don't forget your grandmother, because if it weren't for her, you wouldn't have a mother, right? So she is an important woman, and we know that many grandmothers really cherish time with their grandchildren. So I think this lady is really hoping that her granddaughters and her daughters will be involved in Mother's Day.
And it doesn't just have to be a woman's thing. Of course, Mother's Day is a day for the whole family. So if you are a child, try to make a point and an effort to go home and spend time with your mother and, if possible, also your grandmother.
Try to involve as many mothers as you can. Now, involve is one of our vocabulary words. And if you involve somebody in something, it means you bring them into it, or you... They're contained in whatever you're celebrating. So if you involve people in your activity, you allow them to participate. You ask them to join. And so hopefully you can involve your mother and your grandmother, maybe even an aunt or two, in your Mother's Day celebration.
And maybe you can even involve your father and also grandfather. Invite them so they can be part of this special day. Do something creative. Do something you've never done. Don't just do the same thing every year. Try to think of something new you can do this year. If you've never made your mom a meal, well, maybe it's time you take out a recipe book and try.
You know, Esther, I've noticed something with all the mothers we've talked to. I've noticed that most of them just want time with their families, a little bit of time for themselves, nothing special, just a time to relax and to appreciate the people in their family.
I agree. I mean, we've talked to 6 different mothers from around the world, and it seems like a common theme. They don't want a big, fancy, expensive gift. They just want something simple. They just want to spend time with their children and spend time together as a family.
So maybe the best gift you could give your mom would be spending the day with her. Or you could ask your mom, what would you like? What would be the best present you could get for Mother's Day? And I'm sure she'll give you some suggestions. You still have time, friends. Mother's Day isn't until tomorrow, so you can think of something tonight to do for your mom. Now, Esther, I know your mom lives here in the same city. How do you usually celebrate Mother's Day with her?
Well, we usually take my mom out for a nice meal, and we usually will make a handmade card and give it to her. And I think last year I gave her 2 books and a dress. So I'm still thinking about what I should give her tomorrow. I haven't decided yet. How about you, Rachel? I know your mother lives in the States, and she lives in a different country. What do you plan to give your mother this year for Mother's Day?
Well, because she lives so far away, I have to usually start thinking about Mother's Day a few weeks in advance. I always send her a card. Sometimes it's handmade, sometimes it's not, but whatever it is, I spend time picking out a card with the right message. And then sometimes I order gifts for her online. Usually I order her a voucher or a gift certificate to her favorite restaurant. And I love how you can buy these things online and it'll send it right to my mom. And then she gets it as a surprise and she can go enjoy a meal at her favorite restaurant. So that's usually what I do. And she enjoys that a lot.
What a great idea. Maybe if you live in another country, you can do the same thing. Get something for your mom online and be sure to send her a card and write some words. I know that it's so much easier to send an e-card, but I think it always means something very special when you do get a handwritten card.
That shows that you put the time into it and you put enthusiasm and thought into your gift. Well, we hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there and grandmothers. And we hope you join us next time here at Studio Classroom. Let's watch today's skit.
Mom is always busy, busy, busy. Maybe she wants to relax on Mother's Day.
Relax? How?
Well, maybe go to the spa and giggle with a friend.
Why would she want to do that? She can relax and giggle here with us.
Yeah, why not? That would be more fun.
Yeah, we can all have lunch together.
Great idea. Everybody in our family loves to eat.
Yeah, especially Dad. He's really fat. Well, after lunch, we can all take a walk together.
Yeah, especially Dad. He needs it most. Then the whole family can be involved together.
Yeah, well, let's give Mom a little quality time. She'd like that.
Yeah, Mother's Day will be wonderful. You know what? I think I'll bake a cake.
Okay, then I'll cook a lovely meal.
You will?
Oh, sure. After I grow up.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 voucher 这个名词。注意 OU 在这里是发 O 的音，念成 voucher。Voucher 是指凭证或者是礼券，例如 Henry used the luncheon vouchers the company gave him at the cafeteria. Henry 在公司的自助餐厅里面使用公司所给的午餐券，或者是 The first prize is a voucher for two airline tickets to Hawaii. 头奖是两张去夏威夷的机票的兑换券。接下来我们看的是 afterward 这个副词，我们看到这个字里面有 after 在什么什么之后这个介系词，所以副词 afterward 是指之后。例如 We had breakfast and afterward went to the gym to exercise. 我们吃早餐然后去健身房运动。或者是 Jack said that he would go out for a while but he would come back afterward. Jack 说他会出去一下子，但是之后就会回来。最后我们看的是 involve 这个动词，IN 这个字首是指里面， VOL 这个字根是指卷起来，所以 involve 卷在里面在这里就是指包括。例如 We'd like to involve the heads of all the departments in our decision making process. 我们希望决策过程都能够有每个部门的主管的参与。 Involve 也指使卷入或者是涉及，例如 Tom was not the only one who's involved in the bribery.除了 Tom 之外，还有其他的人涉入贿赂。And don't go away yet, stay tuned for more.
In Mom's Words, A Little Quality Time. Busy mothers appreciate time to relax. Liz, from Michigan, says, I would love a day at the spa with a friend.So that we can giggle and have fun. For Mary from London, time for both herself and her family tops the list. It would be nice to get a voucher for a beauty treatment like a manicure, pedicure, or facial. Or it would be nice to go out for lunch as a family and for a walk in the park afterward. Chica, also from London, wishes for time with her son and daughter.I'd be really happy if my daughter either baked a cake or cooked a meal. And when my son grows up, it would be nice if he could take us all out for a lovely meal. Margaret from Rotorua, New Zealand, has two daughters and two granddaughters. About Mother's Day, she says, My children are the reason I'm a mother, so Mother's Day would have to involve them.Being with them and spending the day with them would be the best present I could have.
Tomorrow's the big day, folks. If you're a mom, hey, congratulations. We congratulate you and wish you many, many years of happy motherhood. We hope this lesson was informative for life and helpful for your English language skills.Tomorrow, we'll look at an incredible woman named Danica Patrick. No, she's not a mom, but she's still an amazing woman. Join us tomorrow and find out why. Until then, have a great weekend and have a great Mother's Day. We'll see all of you on Monday. Bye-bye.